Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Corey says that homeschooling isn't an experiment, and that people have learned at home for thousands of years. That factory schooling is the experiment, and it's in trouble. Yes, it is in trouble because it prepares young people for jobs and careers that no longer exist. Unfortunately, homeschooling is also unaffordable for most people. They want you poor so your kids will be indoctrinated by man-hating lefties called teachers. Up next is Kay, and she's accepting husband and stepdad applications as she's got a 2-year-old son. Talk about an inflated sense of self-worth from a single mother. Well, well, well. Looks like she changed her tune and is suddenly open to short-term relationships. And she lost a bunch of weight and even shows off her son in the photos. She's probably hoping you don't notice the cultural background of that child because he's also wearing stripes like her. Number three, looks like the future won't be female after all. Once men successfully create this robot with an incubator in it, it's over for all the ladies out there. But if those so-called every single time people have their way, the future will be neither male nor female. It'll be hermaphrodite slaves. But I think they'll fail and the future won't be either female or hermaphrodite. But the future will be males and machines hand in hand exploring the universe. Moving on, how retarded is Julia here? She says that air is racist because if you're white, then you're probably breathing cleaner air. All those damn crackers out there breathing up all those black people's air. Something needs to be done about it. Julia is the one that's racist. Racist towards her own race. So what's the solution? For white people that want to make up for their air racism to only breathe dirty smog as a penance. Here's another article claiming that even alcohol is racist now. Number 5, would you take $10,000 or a night with Sheensa here? I'll pass on her and take the cash, get a couple of working girls for an hour and bank the leftover $9,000. Because you know that money is 100 times more valuable than she is, especially in a country like Brazil. Also, I doubt that she's a virgin if that's what she's trying to signal with her fingers. What kind of simp would be with her? Up next, this yacht killer ended a couple by tying them to an anchor and then throwing it along with them overboard, where they drowned to death. While Skylar here, while waiting on death row, got a government-funded sex change, thanks to Kamala Harris's work behind the scenes. Maybe it's a trick to fool God into thinking that she is somebody else. Also, who would choose the female named Skylar? That's the most hated character from Breaking Bad. Number 7, it looks like those PDFs aren't all that smart. This guy used a swirl effect on his face while he was taking pictures of corn with his face on them. The police reversed the swirl and figured out who he was. He's Canadian and was identified by Interpol for doing awful things to children in Thailand. I also wonder if he was a friend of Skippy Trudeau. Maybe his excuse for doing what he did was because he was trying to become a priest or something. He was released 10 years later in 2017. Moving on, this guy tells this woman he's been with that he knows the kid isn't his, but it'll raise it like his own and that he forgives her for cheating. What a simp cuck this guy is. I really hope that this is some sort of staged prank. If not, will someone please get this man, no boy, a cuck of the year mug, so he can show it off to all his family and friends. And here I thought that male pattern baldness was a result of high testosterone. Number 9, this evil girlfriend who starved and abused her ex-partner with boiling water is engaged to a new man, after serving half her 7-year prison sentence. The new guy is probably saying to himself, I can fix her. It also looks like those years behind bars have actually been good to her. Also, how do you starve a grown adult? That part is rather confusing. And I bet on her first date with the new guy, she probably told him that her ex was extremely toxic. Up next, if you want to know how the woman in the last one received so little time in prison, it's because judges are now ordered to show mercy to female criminals when deciding sentences. But the judges don't need to be ordered to do this, as if they haven't already been punishing women a lot less. The better question is, ordered by whom? I bet it's some white knight politician or female higher up that believes in female-owned group preference. Criminal law is no longer about justice. It seems to be about prosecuting men and giving women a pass. Number 11, here's what it's like when you're kinky but poor, and can't afford the customary furry handcuffs. You get asked who's been a naughty sea turtle. This is what it looks like when you're poor, but you're desperate to live in style. I'm sure I offended some old bird with this sort of humor. And there she is in all her offended glory with her pearl necklace made of plastic. Moving on, here's what it's like when doctors tell you not to worry when you get x-rays, because they won't hurt you. But in turn, they hide behind a lead wall. This one is kind of a no-brainer. They deal with radiation all day, so of course they don't want to be exposed to x-rays from thousands of different patients. But to be honest though, in the past, before digital imaging, x-ray machines hit you with higher doses of radiation to get a good picture. Also, if it's safe, then why do they cover my nutsack and chest when I get a dental x-ray? Number 13, Indians accidentally sank their $3 billion submarine by forgetting to close the hatch. I guess they probably tried to put a screen door on a submarine, and it didn't work out for them. Someone probably took a dump in the poop deck, and they opened the hatch to get rid of the smell. The fact that there were zero safety systems in place to prevent this is just way too funny. Imagine the smell of a Pajit-packed sub after a month. Up next, very few people understand this except for guys like myself. I'm surrounded by screens watching investments, editing, recording, and writing content. Most of my day is busy doing those sorts of things. So why not just get a 9-to-5? Well, because the stress of dealing with toxic people for 8 hours a day is worse than just working for yourself all day. I can work in my underwear in comfort with my feet on the desk, and the commute is great. Number 15, The Guardian says that 4 in 10 deaths in war zones last year were women, according to a UN report. That sure is an interesting way of saying 6 in 10 war deaths are men. We're almost at equality, and only one more woman out of 10, and we have true equality. So feminists should be happy. At this point, I'm just assuming that the people writing articles like this one know that they're creating rage bait to piss everybody off. Either that, or they're genuinely stupid, or don't care about men these days. Moving on, this dim-witted TikToker tore through Greek flags at a New Jersey restaurant, thinking that they were Israeli. Americans suck so bad at geography that it's an embarrassment. But at least she got the approximate part of the world right where Israel's at. People told her that her heart is in the right place. It's too bad her emotions were way ahead of her intelligence. Opa! Number 17, PC game mods are working overtime to save games and make them actually playable. And women probably want to get them banned. Because the point was to make men not play these games in the first place. Because of the ugly women and alphabet messages found throughout. But the gaming business just needs to crash, and all the DEI hires need to be taught a lesson that you can't make a crappy product and expect to succeed while pissing off your audience. Up next, Larry says he doesn't have a problem with any race, gender, or religion. Instead, he has a problem with liars, and they're found in every race, religion, and gender. Rebecca, a Jewish woman, says this translates into, "I hate Jews. I hate when there's made-up anti-Semitism. Jews were genuine victims during WW2, and now they're using that from this way forward to deflect any criticism. Even calling people anti-Semitic, even when they're clearly not." Number 19, this angry woman cuts off a man's penis for not making eye contact with her during sex. He was making contact, but she was just cross-eyed and wasn't seeing clearly. I hope that bro at least got his meat reattached. I hope she goes away for a long time. But based on her eyes, she probably can't even read the hands of time on a clock. Moving on is Benjamin Simp, and he says that outside of procreation, men have become obsolete. That most women can find other methods of achieving orgasm, and most men are awful to be around. First of all, men are not obsolete because the moment we disappear, the infrastructure collapses and women starve. Second, yes, women can achieve orgasms with toys, but they still need a man to dump their emotions onto. And it's not men that are awful to be around, but women because they nag, shame, and gaslight men. This guy is in desperate need of being red-pilled. Number 21, the Irish Post says that the ancient Irish people were black with blue eyes, according to a new documentary. Is it called Lucky Black Leprechaun in the Hood or something? Ireland has been replacing Irish people with immigrants, and this is just propaganda to convince them that blacks have always been there, when all they have to do is remember back 10 or 20 years ago, and that wasn't the case. This is just gaslighting. Up next, this woman lives off her husband's income and feels spoiled and trapped at the same time. Well, if she feels so trapped at home, then why doesn't she go out and get a job? Right now, her days are spent watching YouTube, Netflix, working out, and shopping. On the weekend, she spends time with her husband. Maybe she could also have a kid. Women without jobs or children are on permanent vacation, and this one is complaining about it. Wah. Maybe she can go out and make some female friends for a change. I think there's an affair in her future. Number 23, Karina Kampf, is retiring from Lonely Fools. She was making $2.3 million a month at one point, and now has tens of millions of dollars saved. Good for her. But also good luck finding a man that has more money than her, and actually wants her with her sexual and spicy content history. Then again, there'll probably be some stupid crypto bro that steps up, because you know that the thirst of simps drowns nations. Moving on, speaking of simp-like behavior, this judge told the murder trial he was a judge at that he was getting horny by the amount of sex mentioned. I'm worried, is this in Wakanda or something? Usually a professional keeps such comments to himself. I guess not if you're in Africa. Who's this judge? Diddy's uncle, perhaps? This must be DEI justice, Wakanda styles. Number 25 and the last one, never send your daughter to college unless you want to risk her coming back as a he-they. This girl thinks she's fighting the man by becoming the man. She was once arguing with Troyer from that old InfoWars video. In the end, all she's doing is turning herself into Tim Pool Light. All she's missing is a scruffy-looking beard, and she's all set. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.